You're listening to EPN.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Once again, we are with Harley Finkelstein, Shopify's Chief Platform Officer and Legal Counsel, who has an extensive background in startups and e-commerce. Shopify.com is the leading e-commerce platform that allows individuals to create the most beautiful online stores with the greatest of ease. Harley, great to have you back on Enterprise Radio on EPN.
Eric, it's great to be back. I always enjoy talking to you.
Likewise. So how have things been going for you?
Oh, very exciting times here at Shopify, and very exciting times generally, I think, for small businesses in the e-commerce sector. We launched our Build a Business contest, our second annual one, about 2 weeks ago, and we've had a huge ton of signups. Some really exciting companies we think are going to be created by virtue of this contest, and generally we're just really excited and pumped about it.
Well, let's kind of jump into some of those things. Last time we spoke, Carly, we talked about Shopify as an e-commerce platform. Now, what sets Shopify apart from all the other e-commerce solutions? Also, your recent acquisition of $7 million in funding, your office's unique working environment, and the direction of e-commerce as a whole. Let's touch on those.
Great. Well, I mean, you're making it pretty easy for me, obviously. So the main tenets in terms of our value proposition as they compare to our competitors, very simple. Shopify is extremely easy to use. If you know how to use email, you can build a Shopify store. It's very scalable, so you can go from, you know, a hobby business or a small e-commerce shop to grow to a very large business, to a multi-million dollar a year enterprise. In the middle, in terms of some of the flexibility, Shopify is extremely flexible. You can design as much or as little as you'd like, and we really do believe that we're bringing e-commerce to the masses and allowing those people to create really viable and extremely interesting online stores. So that's a little bit about the value proposition of Shopify, and I think that that's been working really well for us, and we're playing on that, and we have 14,000 plus users that can sort of testify to the fact that Shopify really is the easiest way to build a real online store. And certainly, as you mentioned, in terms of our Series A funding, Shopify right now is very well capitalized to become a leader in the e-commerce space globally, and we're very, very focused on that mandate.
Now, the entrepreneur and e-commerce world has been buzzing with chatter about Shopify's second annual Build a Business contest. You touched a little bit on that as we got started. Give us a rundown on that contest.
Absolutely. So last year, in late 2009, we began to notice that the barriers of entry into the e-commerce sphere were becoming very, very small. And almost anyone with a product was able to build an online store. The problem was the connotation of e-commerce still remained fairly complex in some people's mind. They believed that even though, you know, the likes of eBay on the lower end and Etsy, for example, have proven how easy it is, they still felt, they being the community of entrepreneurs, still felt that there was some friction in terms of getting set up on an online store. And so we knew that we had a job to do, not only to make sure Shopify provided a full 360-degree solution, but also encouraging entrepreneurs and would-be or aspiring entrepreneurs to build an online store. And the best way for us to sort of give them a bit of a kick in the butt and say, hey, just try it. It's really easy and way less complicated than you might think. The best way for us to do that was effectively to provide them with some sort of financial incentive. And so January 1st, 2010, we launched our first annual Build a Business contest, and we did so in partnership with Tim Ferriss from the 4-Hour Workweek. And effectively, we allowed people to sign up on day one. And over the course of the 6-month period up until the end of June in 2010, we monitored who was what the revenues were for those stores. And the idea was the winner, the company that had the greatest revenue over a 2-month average, we would provide them with a $100,000 check to allow them to grow their business beyond their current level. And during that six-month contest, we had about 1,400 new businesses were created by virtue of this contest. Keep in mind, these were businesses that weren't around prior to this contest. Some of these people were already entrepreneurs. Some of them never even thought about being entrepreneurs, but by virtue of the contest, they were provided the necessity or the necessary incentive to jump on and start it. And so 1,400 stores approximately were created by last year's contest. Those stores did over $3.5 million in sales of their goods and services. And the winner of the contest was a great company out of San Francisco called Dodo Case. And Dodo Case is effectively an artisan-made iPad case, a beautiful iPad case that is handmade by sort of traditional bookbinding techniques in San Francisco. And these guys from Dodo Case, again, before the contest, they weren't selling anything online. We gave them some incentive, and those guys are poised to do between $4 and $5 million in sales this year. Not just that, but they've also sort of rejuvenated the entire bookbinding industry in San Francisco. So they've done some real social good as well, and we're very proud of their success. That brings me to sort of this year, and so after our contest, it was very clear that a lot of these entrepreneurs wanted to or had thought about starting online businesses but simply didn't have the incentive or needed to just get some way to get them off the couch and just doing it. And so the contest seemed to work really well for that particular issue. Where we think we could have done a better job last year was on the educational piece. It was very clear to us that although we provided a great venue and a great opportunity for these type of companies to build online, we really didn't give them too much guidance. We didn't really share best practices. We didn't really do very much in that respect. And this year, our mandate was, all right, if we're going to do this again, let's really focus on the education. Let's, of course, make sure that we get people building companies and starting businesses and moving online, but let's also provide them with some best practices and some of the tips that we've learned along the way and things that have made us a very strong e-commerce player. And so this year, we got together with three particular partners. It was Tim Ferriss from the 4-Hour Workweek, Gary Vaynerchuk from Crushin' and the Thank You Economy, and Seth Godin, who is arguably one of the top marketers in the world. And we basically asked them to join us in this second annual Build a Business contest for a few reasons. The first one was they had written, all three of them had written books recently that really do talk about just doing it, trying, you know, forget the excuses, forget the capital that's necessary, just go out there and build an online store. And today, with the tools like Shopify that are out there, you don't really need much money, you don't really need much time to build an online store. But we've asked these guys to provide us with content and really great teachings throughout the duration of this year's contest to allow our users to scale and build their businesses in a much more fluid and in a much more scalable manner. And so anyone that signs up for the contest this year gets a hard copy of Seth's new book. It's a hard copy of Gary's new book. We're giving away free AdWords credits just to sign up. We're giving away free business cards to everyone who signs up so they can really get their business on their way, and that's done by Moo Cards out of the UK. MailChimp is also one of our sponsors, as well as PayPal and Google. And we think that there's some really great initiatives throughout the process that will allow you to grow your business much quicker than ever before. And just before I end there, the winner of this year's contest, we're giving away about $250,000 in cash this year to the winner and some category winners. And the top five winners will actually also be flown out to New York City to get a one-on-one luncheon with Seth Godin. The top winner will also be able to get a one-on-one in-person session with Gary Vaynerchuk. They'll also get a chance to go to the Googleplex and meet with some AdWords executives and have dinner with Tim Ferriss. So although the cash prize is certainly there on this round, there's also a massive educational component.
I love the approach. Today we are with Harley Finkelstein, Shopify's Chief Platform Officer and Legal Counsel here on Enterprise Radio. You say this is the second annual Build a Business contest. How successful was the first, and who won that actually?
Yeah, so we think the first one was very successful. Again, 1,400 new stores were created by virtue of that contest. We believe those are 1,400 new people that may have not started businesses had it not been for the financial incentive and for Shopify sort of giving them a kick in the butt. The winner again was Dodo Case out of San Francisco, and they went from two guys that were interested in iPad cases to creating a $4 to $5 million a year company. So a real fairy tale story last year, and we expect this year to see a lot of those type of stories, because we think now we're armed with the right tools and the right partners that will allow you to build real companies. And we encourage anyone who even thought about running a business or owning a business or starting a business ever to join the Shopify Build a Business Contest. Take part in the educational component. You know, Gary Vaynerchuk's going to be doing Skype interviews throughout the duration of the 8-month contest with randomly selected contestants, where he just says, hey, what are you doing? Let me give you some tips. Let me give you some help. I mean, these are people like Gary, Seth, and Tim. These are guys who are considered to be, you know, leaders in their field, and typically getting any FaceTime with them for any normal or first-time entrepreneur would be close to impossible. And so we're really providing them with these tools and these experts that I think are just amazing.
Now, new online stores have been competing for about 2 weeks now. How's their success so far?
Really good, actually. Within the first just 2 weeks or so, we've had a ton of signups. I'll give you the numbers when the final tally comes in at the end of the 4-week month. But up to now, we're very impressed. We're seeing a lot more people coming this year than we did last year. Part of that, I think, is people are now recognizing that e-commerce is the new retail model. It's not simply brick and mortar anymore. It's some combination of brick and click. I think the barriers being lowered is a huge part of that. And I think because we have precedent for this particular process, that being the first Build a Business Contest, there are companies out there that do want to build the next Dodo case and do want to build the next, the next great e-commerce company. And, you know, for $29 a month, the financial risk has never been lower. And with the tools we give you, it's really super easy. And again, we're not talking about you just building a business to sell a couple of products here and there. We're talking about people that have entered the contest last year that now have million-dollar businesses and have been able to, you know, perhaps quit their full-time jobs to focus on their new great business.
Did you come up with that phrase, brick and click? I like that.
I don't know if I can take credit for it, but I certainly use it quite a bit around here. Quite a bit of Shopify's new signups on a monthly basis are really wonderful brick and mortar retailers that have been around for many, many years. Maybe they have 3 stores, maybe they have 1 store, maybe they have 5 stores. And they're realizing that, you know, in some respects, it's getting more difficult. Rent goes up. Their margins maybe are going down. They have more competition from the likes of perhaps Amazon or the likes of Walmart. And they're realizing that the retail model, as it typically was, is changing. And we believe that e-commerce is sort of the answer for that. And so creating a venue or some sort of additional aspect to your business that allows you also to sell online is a very, very powerful value proposition for any retailer. You can sell to a worldwide audience. You're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There is no overhead other than your $29 a month fee. And you don't have to pay things like payroll or even on the marketing side, you have the ability where you can test different things. Traditionally, you know, if you were a retailer and you wanted to try marketing, you'd get a billboard or you'd do some sort of flyer. And if it did find out about a month later, and at that point, you didn't have the opportunity to properly pivot. Whereas with online and e-commerce, you can pivot as needed. You can try an ad campaign today on AdWords, for example, and if it doesn't work tomorrow, maybe you try something more on the banner ad side, or maybe you do a 2-for-1 promotion, and maybe you create some sort of mobile app where you know exactly when your merchants are close by. The opportunities that exist today in the retail model never existed before, and e-commerce, we think, is a driving force behind that.
Is it safe to assume there will be a third annual Build a Business Contest?
I really hope so, and hopefully a fourth and a fifth and a sixth and a seventh, and hopefully we'll continue doing this. Again, what we're doing here is bigger than Shopify, and we recognize that. We are allowing people that never even thought they could start a business to build real companies, and we're doing so. And we're allowing those, even those individuals or entrepreneurs that are a little bit more risk adverse, we're allowing them to go ahead and do this in a very inexpensive and in a way where that doesn't require massive technical know-how. You don't have to have ever ran a business before to build a real online store. And I keep harping on this, but truthfully, the barrier to entry to building an online store or any business has never been lower. And with partners like Shopify and sort of the educators, Tim, Gary, and Seth, and companies like AdWords and MailChimp, we think they're doing a tremendous job, and I think we provide a real amazing package just to go out there and try it. And I encourage, your listeners, just give it a try. You know, it's a 30-day free trial with Shopify. If it's not for you, no problem. But I'm willing to bet that you get addicted to it, because once you start building your store and you start getting understanding some of the intricacies of it, it really is a lot of fun. And more importantly than being fun, you really can build a viable business and do some really great stuff.
Well, what would be the direct link to jump in and on this second annual Build a Business contest with Shopify?
Yeah, super simple. Just go to shopify.com/contest. Shopify/contest. You'll be able to see all the prizes. You'll get to see exactly what's included once you sign up. You get to see a couple of videos from guys like Tim Ferriss and Gary Vaynerchuk talking about why this contest is so important to entrepreneurs and why this is so different than anything else that's been done before. And then you can just sign up. Again, it's very inexpensive. Your first month is free. And you can get a chance to start playing around with your store. We provide you with such tools and feedback and applications that allow you to build a super rich experience. But you don't have to go all the way. You can start small, maybe try it with one product. Whether you're an artisan or you have some, you're a designer and you want to create T-shirts, start small and see how that goes. As I mentioned, I'm willing to bet that once you start with that, like a snowball effect, you'll really get into it and you'll find it to be a very rewarding and really an amazing experience, not only as an entrepreneur, but just generally as someone who, is looking for what the new retail model will be going forward.
Well, Harley, it's been a pleasure once again to have you a part of Enterprise Radio here on EPN.
Thanks so much. Really appreciate the opportunity, Eric, and thanks again for having me on.
You're welcome, and best success to you. And that was Harley Finkelstein, Shopify's Chief Platform Officer and Legal Counsel. And for more information, especially on the second annual Build a Business Contest, visit Shopify.com. This is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, and we thank you for tuning in.
This is Amber MacArthur. Join me weekly for Command N, your technology web trend information source, right here on EPN.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Lampton, known to my clients as the speech coach for champions. I'm wondering, do you want to make stronger sales presentations to decision-making groups, lead business meetings with greater poise and credibility, control your stage fright and enjoy an elevated level of confidence? Then visit my website and sign up for my complimentary newsletter. The web address, www.championshipcommunication.com. Again, championshipcommunication.com.
Leadership, Eric, and you know this, I've heard you talk about this, it's about influence. It's about our ability, and that's the bottom line of leadership, it's about our ability to make a contribution in somebody's life, to do something without any expectation of return, where we really from a grateful heart, a sincere heart, try to move people in a direction that best suits them.
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.